Another item. What's this? These should be quite... Go on then, Daniel, what is it?
An umbrella.
And what do we use an umbrella for?
To make sure you're not wet.
Why, and when would you get wet?
When rain comes in.
Yeah, so there you go. Hold that. Maybe, do you want to put it up a bit? We'll see if an umbrella works, yeah? I'm not going to do the whole bottle. Ready? We're going to try. Ready? There, did you get wet when I did that? No. Yeah, very good. So that protected you, didn't it? Well, brilliant. Put your umbrella down. Great. Okay. So we've got an umbrella. I've also got, well, I have got water. Okay. It's water. When would we use water? When do we use water? When what might we need it? Go on, Fee. When we're thirsty. Absolutely. When we're thirsty. Is there anybody here that is thirsty at the moment that would like some water? Who would like some water? Adults as well. I am not going to flick it on you. I promise. It's for drinking, this is. I only just decided to do the flicking. Great, but I need it, so I'm having it. So there you go. Right. And finally, what's this? So you see the smiles on people's faces. What's this?
A chocolate bar.
And when might somebody have chocolate? When might we have chocolate? Yep.
When
they're hungry. That's right, when they're hungry. And hands up, is there anybody here that is hungry at the moment that feels like they would like some chocolate? That's for my snack later as well. So, four items there, four important items, okay? Now, let's go back to the first aid kit. What would happen if Ivan had broken his arm and Joel had his sling, his first aid kit, and did nothing about it? Okay, he had it with him, but he didn't do anything with it. What would happen?
It could be very serious,
yeah? What would happen to Ivan's arm or to Ivan if Joel had his first aid kit with him but didn't do anything about it? That's right. Absolutely. It might get worse. Absolutely. But nothing would happen. The arm wouldn't get supported. What about the umbrella, Daniel? What happens if we went out and it was pouring with rain? You were carrying your umbrella, but you didn't put it up. What would happen? You'd get really wet, would it? And would it be a bit silly? What happens if you're really, really thirsty and you got your bottle of the water in the bag, but you didn't drink it? What would happen? What do you think would happen? If I was really thirsty, but I didn't drink my water, what would I still be? I'd still be thirsty, wouldn't I? And what about the chocolate bar? If I was really, really hungry, my tummy was rumbling, and I had this bar of chocolate, and I didn't eat it, I'd still be hungry, wouldn't I, really? And it's a bit daft, isn't it, really, when we sort of say these things. So you think, well, that's bizarre. You would do that, wouldn't you? You would do those things. But actually, the example is a bigger thing. Because in the world today, there are hungry people that need food. And the thing is, there are lots of people that have food and have resources that can do something about it. But they do nothing. There are people in the world that are affected by natural disasters, like storms and floods and things like that. Things that could be prevented, but people do nothing about it. They have the tools, but do nothing about it. There is famine. There is drought. All these things, and people do nothing about it. Same with medical equipment, right? There are countries and society and cultures where actually they don't have the right medical equipment, they don't have the right medical supplies and things like that, whereas there is the medication, there is the services that people should be able to access, but people don't. The tools are there, but are not being used. It's a little bit more serious than just going out with an umbrella and not using it. And when I think, in this passage, it talks about works and deeds. And it talks about faith. And actually, without faith, if you aren't doing the works, then your faith is a bit useless, really. Now, lots of people think, well, actually, you're not quite sure about that. But actually, I can see that. Because actually, as the church, we have the tools to affect society. We have the tools to affect the world around us. We can impact people's lives because God has given us the tools to do it. But we still sometimes choose not to do it, even though we've got the tools. You see, Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, works through us and in us to make a difference, to impact society. Now, one of the ways I translate that verse where it says about that verse in James, that last verse where it talks about, and I'm going to go, just I want to read it clearly for you. James is that little small book. There it is. Right. Says, in the way, same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Now, I think that is so true. Because actually, if we have faith in Jesus Christ, if Jesus lives in us, then our inherent nature should be to help people. It should be to make a difference. It should be to fulfill Jesus' work. If we love Jesus, if we have that faith, then we would and should be doing it, because that is exactly what Jesus did. So if we choose not to, then actually, is the character of Jesus really living in us? Because it should be second nature. And as the church, we've got to do that. As the church, we have to make that choice to actually make a difference, be a difference in society. We talked about value, and I talked about how education is valuable. And actually, who should be educated? Should it just be the privileged few? Should it just be boys? Should it just be girls? Should it just be those that can afford it or those can't? Do you know, the church in the past was so instrumental in actually impacting education. It was so, so important. You know, it set up Sunday schools for teaching the poor. And it wasn't just things about, you know, the Bible. They were teaching all the other bits and pieces as well. You know, they did that. Because the church recognized that education was so important. I think when governments and society took over, I think in a way the church stood back and stopped doing these things. But actually, what can the church be doing? What can the church be doing to look at the need of society in education, but in other things? We have a faith that should portray. It should be portrayed in our works that we're doing. One of the things that I'm doing locally, with the 06 is actually when I'm chatting to young people and things like that, one of the things they tell me often is that actually they don't have people to talk to, or they don't have enough people to talk to, or they don't have the right people to talk to. And with all the different issues that young people face today, they just want to talk. They want to talk to people. They did a survey about 5 years ago with young people that were not in education, employed, or in training. And so basically they were in society, they were sort of left out, they had nothing. And 31% of them said, growing up, they had nobody to talk to. Growing up, they had nobody to talk to. Another survey done by the Prince's Trust, same people, with young people, 1 in 10 young people that they had spoken to said they cannot cope with everyday life. Right? 1 in 10 young people are saying, I cannot cope with everyday life. That's a need in society that we, I believe, the church should address. So one of the things we're doing in the 06 is we set up a mentoring project where we're going to have mentors that will be available to people that want to be mentored, to be that adult that they can speak to. And it doesn't matter what age people are, because actually lots of people come with different skills and different mindsets, and older people and young people are a great mix and all that kind of thing. But we're doing that, and you might have seen a poster around, and so it's a bit of a plug. That if any of you are thinking, do you know what, actually I would like to mentor a young person, I would like to get involved in that, please see me. We've got some training coming up in September, and we're having volunteers from local churches at the moment coming forward to actually do that. But that's a need. So as my challenge for you is to actually say to yourself, as a church, and we are the church, as a church, are we meeting the need? You know, I enjoy sitting in church. I enjoy hearing the Bible. I love singing the songs, and I love meeting my friends. But actually, is that what church is about? The Bible tells us that the church is a movement for change. By his Holy Spirit sharing the love of Jesus, we are fulfilling Jesus' mission on this earth. We need those works as well as faith, because they should both come hand in hand. So that's my question. What are you doing to meet the needs? Are you carrying the tools with you, like the first aid kit, like the umbrella, like the water, like the chocolate bar? Are you carrying the tools, the solution, but not doing anything with them? That's a question for you to hold on to.